This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. The race for lieutenant governor is shaping up to be one of the most expensive contests for that office in Vermont history. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Republican incumbent Phil Scott and Progressive Party challenger Dean Corin are raising their money in very different ways.
Among the more onerous tasks of any political campaign is raising the cash needed to fund the effort. And on this count, at least, Progressive Party candidate Dean Corin is enjoying an advantage over the Republican incumbent. By raising $17,500 from 750 separate Vermonters, Corin earlier this year qualified for public financing. And as a result, he'll have $200,000 at his disposal without having to dial for one more dollar. It's about as much money as any candidate for lieutenant governor has raised in the past, and Corin says it's freed him up to engage in more productive campaign endeavors, like meeting with prospective voters and going to state fairs.
And it's been very intense just doing that. I can't imagine what it would be like if I was busy calling people asking for money.
But Republican incumbent Phil Scott is closing the financial gap quickly. Scott raised more than $50,000 during the last month, according to filings made public this week, bringing his total for the cycle to $113,000.
Our target has been $50,000 per cycle, with a goal of at least $200,000 by the end of the campaign.
And in a race with so much money, by Vermont standards at least, the source of those funds has become a campaign issue in and of itself. Corin says more than 40% of Scott's funds have come from businesses and political action committees, and he says Scott's decisions will inevitably be colored by the influence of the corporate powers that have bankrolled his candidacy. Corin says a recent donation of $2,000 to Scott from the insurance company MVP offers a case in point.
If you want a candidate who's funded by MVP, then there is one. If you want a candidate who's pursuing health care reform without any influence from big money, then you've got a clear candidate, myself, obviously.
Scott says money doesn't buy access to his office, let alone influence over it. And Scott says support from businesses reflects their confidence in his approach to economic reforms.
I think that I can share some of the pain that some are going through. I think that small businesses are the backbone of Vermont's economy, and I believe that we need to do better in that regard.
Corin is seeking to win the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor by winning the write-in vote in that party's primary next week. Governor Peter Shumlin raised more than $60,000 toward his re-election effort over the last month and now has more than $1.1 million for his campaign. Shumlin's best-known challenger, Republican Scott Milne, raised about $22,000 last month for a total of slightly more than $40,000 for the entire campaign. Milne's campaign is set to launch a series of television commercials this week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.